Something old or something new, something borrowed or something better. It's time for one of Brenda B's Wednesday recipes, good things from the farm to your table. The gate's open. Let's get cooking. Our family first learned this recipe several years ago. It was offered from a fellow 4-H'er as a cooking demonstration at a county club meeting. It quickly became my tomato-loving son's all-time favorite for a couple of reasons. One, the fresh tomatoes. Two, it's easy. Ever since he was little, he could eat tomatoes like they were apples. In college, he could polish off a quart jar of home-canned Maters as an afternoon snack. Last year in this, he supplied his adult habit by growing large crops, whether he had a garden spot or not. The last house meant a bucket garden, and it was war between him and the deck squirrels for the ruby prizes he produced. Now, I have no doubt he has committed this recipe to memory, and it will stay in the family for generations. In fact, he loves it so much that it was my inspiration for buying him a food processor one year for Christmas. You see, with just a few ingredients chopped and blended, you too can be in tomato heaven. The ingredients are 2.5 cups of chopped tomatoes, 1 8-ounce can chopped of green chilies, 1/4 cup of diced onion, 1 tablespoon of minced cilantro, or you can use fresh, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, or more to your preference, and 1/4 teaspoon of sugar. You're going to combine all the ingredients in a medium bowl, stir well, cover and chill for 2 hours before serving. It'll yield about 3 cups, but it can easily be doubled for a bigger batch. Now, when you're ready to partake, just break open a bag of tortilla chips to scoop and slurp your way through a summer fresh fiesta, thanks to Garden Fresh Tomatoes. If you missed any part of the recipe, you can find it on the Ag 1280 Country Gal Corral link at westcentralmoinfo.com. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate closed for today.